Hello, everyone. How's everyone doing today? All right. Mr. Smith. All right. Guess waiting. You're waiting for what? Oh, here we go. Sorry. I thought it was automatic.
Hello, beautiful.
How are you?
Fine, babe. How are you?
I'm great. Look at you with the orange star. Congratulations.
Congratulations to the people that gave it to me.
Oh, look at you. Who gave you that orange star?
Wisdom. Shout out to Wisdom. Shout out to the whole Wisdom founders and the orchestrators of the app. Very thankful for them for allowing this opportunity to come on and do positive programming and to share information and receive information. Salute to Wisdom. Absolutely.
Yeah, this app has its ability for you to actually learn a lot from a lot of people from all over the world.
Yes.
Specifically, I wonder what the logo Einstein. I wonder what I will have to listen to like some talk or something with the
Einstein
creator.
is a smart guy. He was a genius. He was a
Yeah.
thinker, a student, a teacher. So I think that's the representation of those that come to the app to be able to express thought, utilize the experiences that they've been through to help other people, and to also be in a space where they can have an open mind to receive from other people from all walks of life, having all forms of variety of conversations. So that's genius.
Can you believe it's Thursday already?
No, I can't. Actually, I can't because Wednesday, I thought it was Tuesday. So I was behind a day, and I don't like to do that when I'm working. Like I need for the week to roll on by.
Like to rush
Yes.
it, really?
I just like to get to a place where I can actually relax, some because I'm basically working 7 days, but I do have opportunities and space enough to be able to rest also because my weekends now, since I took on work for the weekends and gave up a couple of double shifts at night. It affords me the opportunity to get rest, still get rest, and not have to do as much on the jobs on the weekends. So I'm pretty cool with that. Yeah. Well, we're
You want
here.
to introduce? Yeah, you want to introduce yourself? Let's introduce ourselves.
Or ladies first.
Well, my name is Wanda, and I am the host of Salty Coffee Podcast. I started the podcast in 2020 during COVID. The main purpose of the podcast was primarily to us.
Come back to us, Salty. We lost volume. But well, while we're waiting on her to straighten out whatever technical difficulties that have arose, tomato, tomato. My name is Ronald Smith. I go by the Icon. I'm here on Wisdom, as in my profile, as it says. I'm here for the express purpose of talking about reform, as I've done 28 plus years in federal
Prison.
prison, which I turned into a university. Also, I am a podcaster.
What
My
just happened? What
podcast,
just happened?
I do lost volume. My podcast is Icon World by Ronald Smith. You can look me up on www.theicon.com. theicon6.com, where all of my talks are. So that's what I'm here for. I'm here for reform. I'm here to learn. And I'm here to, you know, have a good time with my beloved Miss Salty Coffee, Gwanda. So I'm going to turn it back over to you. It's not a whole lot to me other than the fact that I love to learn and I love to share what I know, what I've been blessed to know through my experiences to try to help others if I can.
I don't know what just happened. I wasn't here, right?
I don't know. You keep blanking in and out. You're here right now, so I don't know if you're getting... You getting calls or you getting notifications?
No, I'm
or something
not getting
coming
anything.
Not...
I just got booted out for a minute there. I mean, I felt like I was here and was talking. What was the last thing you heard?
You said what happened, and you was getting ready to talk about yourself and how.
Yeah, so I was talking about myself, and then it just cut off.
But you're back now, so you left off on why you started the podcast during the COVID. That's where you at.
Okay. I mean, to summarize it, the purpose was that. And then through ICON, I learned how much of an activist I've been and have been doing it like seamlessly without even knowing, really. I mean, it was you that pretty much has mentioned it, you know, like, wait. You did what? That's advocacy.
Absolutely. I'm a big fan. You know, I've been a fan of yours since 2000 when we met each other on Stereo App. I do distinctively remember you talking about a few things in finance, and that caught my ear at the time. And you were sharing a story about the two men that was very influential in your life. And I think from that point on, whenever I saw you on Stereo, I would come in to take a listen. Was very intrigued by some of the things that you were saying. And of course, I left Stereo for a while. You left Stereo for a while. And then we came back. But I think when we reconnected through Stereo, I was a little bit more attentive to the things that you were doing. And I think that's when I really began to pick up on what you were doing. As far as being an advocate, an activist, your particular skill sets, begin to learn a few more things about how you approach podcasting and how you push for advocacy for women in particular. So, yeah, I noticed right off the bat that you was very gifted, very talented, and I respected that. And I've been a supporter since day one, and I continue to be a supporter of yours. I love you, Salty. You know that. You're my babe.
Well, I love you too. How do you think that because we were shocked when because we still can't remember when it happened, right? That was interesting.
Well, some things are touched by the Most High. You know, it's just like that saying, there is light in darkness. Sometimes you don't see things happening, but the Creator's hand is always on something, and things happen in the truth time or in Most High's time and according to a plan. I think in getting to know you and that lane being created for us to communicate more, I started understanding that we had a lot in common, which we did and which we do. So I don't know. I can't pinpoint exactly when. But again, I know in 2020 our paths crossed, and I know they crossed for a reason, as it goes with other people that I've met. And salute to everybody in the foundation and the audience that have taken the time to come out and just sit with us for a little while. We have an open talk. We're just going to be talking about a few things, maybe some upcoming things that we got going on. Our mission statement, what's going on in our lives, you know, our experiences, and how we know we want to continue to network and build and grow with like-minded people who are interested in reform, self-improvement, that don't mind having an open mind to do self-reflection, self-examination, and self-analysis, because we want to push the narrative of what we need to do to get the self community together, which is your personal, your individual personal self, and how that can be extended to your the others in your home, in your community, in your state, in this country, and ultimately throughout the world. So, yeah. I sounded very professional just then. Salty Coffee, you better fix that thing over there, whatever it is you got going on over there. You're in, you're out, you're in, you're out. Well, anyway, while we're waiting on my host, my co-host, or my partner to get back from these technical difficulties that she's going through with all of the monitors hooked up and computers hooked up at the house.
Okay.
You back?
Yes.
What you got going on over there?
I think it's because I have my Wi-Fi off on my phone.
Well, you need to make them adjustments.
I turned it on. I apologize.
Well, don't apologize to me. I apologize to the good people that that's sitting in the foundation that
sorry, folks.
Came to spend time with us. I mean, they came to spend time with us. They could be doing many other things, I'm quite sure, hosting their own shows, spending time with their loved ones. But you know, I know you have nothing but respect for people, and that's one of the things that I also find very attractive about you, that you care about people, and the whole pay it forward part of your program and your mission statement, as you freely give because you were given by others who helped put you on a course to do things in your life that you talk about. Again, what I love about your situation is you're documented. You have receipts. You know, a lot of times, you know, we can talk about a lot of the things that we do or want to do. And kudos to all of the people out there that's not looking for accolades, not looking for the hand clasp, but just do what they're supposed to do because it's the right thing to do. I mean, if an applaud come, that's fine. If an accolade come, that's fine. But when you're doing the work purely from a position of just having a heart or being in touch with your humanity just to help other people because of the many struggles that we go through as human beings, I think that makes you more attractive to me. And it says a lot about your character. I know we're not perfect. None of us are perfect. So I'm not trying to speak in from a fashion that, you know, there's no flaws because we all have them. But that makes us unique also to be able to have flaws and then come into a form of consciousness to overcome whatever those flaws are just by paying attention to what we do and understanding what the programming is all about, negative programming and positive programming. So I'm going to big you up every chance that I get because I want to make sure that as long as I'm breathing, that whoever I come into contact with that's doing the work, that I acknowledge the work that they do, you know, on this battlefield, because it's not easy trying to live in a world that's wrong and, you know, you're striving to try to do the right things. It's a difficult process, but it's one that can be attained.
Yeah, I think that's one of the things I admire about you, because the stories you tell me about the stuff you've been through, I mean, we've had conversations about this, about, you know, you were in prison for 28 years plus. And within those years, you've said many things that I'm like, how has this person been isolated in this system and comes out with probably knowing more about life, love, relationships, family, and then the people that have been out here with master degrees and, you know, certifications. And so that's one of the things that I think I was attracted to. And I think where we connected was the fact that, and we've had this conversation over and over again, because I told you, oh yeah, I served 32 years of prison. And you ask me, what are you talking about? What you mean? And it's from working at a place that, system. So, following the rules, and you have to get married. You have to have, once you get married, you have to have children. You have to have a savings account. You have, and although I think I'm grateful that I had people like you mentioned earlier who gave me the resources and the information about investing at a very young age. And I took all of that. I took all of that information. Just like I feel like you're taking the information and others are taking it as I give it to them for free. I think that's one of the things that I admire the most about you, that you've acknowledged it. You sometimes you tell me things and I'm like, no, that's not, that's what? And you're like, no, that's important. It's important for people to know that. I'm like, well, people should know that. And you're like, no, a lot of people don't know. But
Absolutely.
and I love your website. I'm gonna fix it a little bit more. Needs a little bit
Thank you.
of improvement.
Thank you. For those in the audience or in the foundation, as I like to call it, the foundation, because the audience is the foundation upon which we build. And without the audience, without their strength, without their participation, a lot of the things that we do couldn't be done. And I want to always be very respectful to the audience and salute everyone that's worth their grain of salt in this world that's putting in this work. But I will say
Right.
this here, Salty Coffee put together my website. It's beautifully done. It's professionally done. This woman is amazing at what she does. And my rare jewel. And I have so much protection around her. I cut them.
You won't.
But no, but
No, we
seriously,
don't.
as a man, I think it's very important for us to recognize our women. As you know my talking points, women are the key to so many of the problems that we have. Without you all, sometimes I don't know how we as men can make it. And I'm not saying that to take away from what the Most High has deposited within us as men to be guardians and to be a cover for you all. When we come into that form of consciousness and acknowledge our duties that were given to us by the natural order or the laws from Most High. But yeah, the website that you did, the knowledge that you have through your experiences and learning is beautiful. I mean, people are already tapping in. I don't know how much more you can do to it to make it more, but you have that knowledge. And I'm so thankful to you, thankful to the Most High for you to be able to do that for me and also further extend yourself to others to kind of aid and assist them again, how you pay it forward. And then you're doing this here at no charge right now, right now. But I think that's where you're at with it. You like to help people because you don't mind, because I can see how thankful you are for those that who have come into your life and that freely gave through their sacrifices and their experiences and through their knowledge. So, yeah, I love the website. I love the way it's moving. The numbers are jumping already. And I'm thankful that the Most High did give me an opportunity just to backtrack for 1 second. I'm gonna land my plane. While I was in that space called federal prison, which became university to me. So I was in school for 28 plus years. One of the advantages that I did have was I was not in society where I was being bombarded with all of the different things that most people have to deal with, paying bills, going to work, trying to find space to have entertainment so that you can have leisure in your life. I was in a place where I was confined. So I had a lot of time to deal with myself. I had a lot of time to really get past some things that I was, where I used to not take responsibility for things that I had done or hold myself accountable, of judging other people, blaming other people. So I had the time to do that. Most people out here in society, they have to, they can't prioritize in a way that they can waste time. Pretty much, they have to be on top of what they have to be on. I mean, when you're serious about life, and sometimes that can translate into a negative, if you will, if you're not paying attention to your life, if you're just worrying about work, bills, or I'm trying to reach some status in life, which is a part of that programming. I just was given the time to be able to be away from some things that made me appreciate things differently than someone that has to move 100 miles per hour every day. I was moving at a snail's pace. I had the time. So I'm thankful to the Most High for that. But I also want to say to people that's out in society, we have to find ways to create the space that we need to slow down so we can pay attention to our lives, what's important to us, what's going to benefit us in the long run and benefit our families and those around us. So I just want to say that. I land my plane. Go ahead on Salty. Do your thing.
Yeah, so I wanted to announce that you and I will start Outside the Box Talk. We had a little conversation, or should I say a meeting, about where we should start Outside the Box. And we decided to start it on the Stereo app, mostly because the interaction is a little different than here on Wisdom. But of course, you know, from there, we can transfer that those talks into our Anchor. Outside the Box will reflect on how we see life within the programming, identifying the truth, the lies, and the power. It's interesting because Icon and myself have been in our conversations. We've identified that we think alike, but we express it in different ways. Mm-hmm. I'm more of the silent one and the administrative part one. You know, I think logical. I think, you know, straight and all right, let's go over this and let's put it in this way. And he's more open and more best to articulate it to have everyone understand it. I think for myself, I censor myself a lot, which that's not because of the podcasting or the LLC or anything like that, but because as a woman and a Latina woman, we've been raised and taught to be submissive, be quiet, be, and Icon knows who, and I think that's what makes us a team, a good team to pursue these conversations here or any of the other platforms. Outside the Box is going to give people a lot to think about between raising your children, getting married, not getting married. What does that bring to the family unit? How do you bring a family unit? Why? And also, we're going to answer, what can we do today to help our communities without having to, what's that word that you use? Without having to like slide into the system, you know, like my purpose is for people to understand the system so that they can work within it without having to continue the lies of what's going on in our world today. Are you there?
Absolutely. I'm right here.
Yeah. So for me, you know, I have two daughters. They're already 26 and 30. And, you know, you start from your home. You have these conversations with them. I know the global economy, we're in a transition, right, of how the economy is going to work. But is everyone ready? Of course, they can't just like, okay, delete, start. That just doesn't happen, right? But what if it does happen? Are you ready? Are we all ready? People
I
get
think we need to
so
be.
sorry, go ahead.
Not mean to cut you off. Go ahead
No,
and
go ahead.
finish your thought. No, I was saying that I'm 50 years old. And salute to Soulful Renee that's in the foundation. Salute to her, a friend of the circle. But I'm 50 years old. When I think in terms of what it is I need to be doing, the sacrifices that I have to continue to make, and being a student, I'm always in student mode because I don't ever want to be the brother that says or feel or think I know everything because I don't know everything, right? So I stay in student mode. But I say this, if my focal point is not on the generations to come, the future leaders, if I'm not focused on that and what I have to do, in the process of sacrifice and getting information out, because the clock is ticking for me. Only Most High know the time and the date, for this expiration date that's on my life and in our lives. But as an elder now, I try to think in terms of that. The time that I spent in federal prison, and before I even went to prison, I just look at the totality of my life thus far. The whole mission right now is to not get so entrenched in what I want to where it becomes selfishness, but I want to be selfless. Because I know one day I'm gonna leave here, and our children are gonna be here, our young people are gonna be here, and because of these social constructs or these constructs within these systems that were designed to benefit a certain people, right? Those that have full range and power that start us off in this world from babies with conditioning into these systems to make us slaves, if you will, or put us in a state where we're relegated to like robots in this world to benefit others and not benefit the self. I want to make sure that I'm doing everything that I can do. I'm willing to risk life and limb. I'm willing to risk imprisonment again for the right thing. I know if I did time for the wrong thing, it would be unwise for me not to be able to look at this and say, what won't you sacrifice for the good? I'm willing to sacrifice it all, because at the end of the day, I know we as a people, I mean all people, irregardless of your color, your class, your creed, or your nationality, we all deserve better than what we've been receiving. And I also want to make sure that we understanding that the great majority of our problems that we have are things that we can correct just by taking ownership, just by looking at how we're giving our minds over to things that influence us, right? So if I can do that and do my small part and connect and network with other people that have like minds, my life, I've lived it. Now it's a lot of things I want to do that I didn't get a chance to do, but at the end of the day, I don't want to be a selfish person. I want to be selfless, and I want to pay it forward, because to whom much is given, much is required. And I responsibility and a duty to make sure that when I'm on these platforms, when I'm coming across the airwaves, when I'm meeting people, young or older, that we understand it's for the children. It's for the young people that's coming behind us. We have to pull them up and use our experiences, and whatever sacrifices that we need to make. We need to learn how to talk to each other, not at each other. We need to make room to understand our flaws and be transparent. I want to be as transparent as I can. That's why I open up my life to people, and I share my story, the good, the bad, and the ugly. You'll hear me say that often. I'm going to reiterate that every time I talk. You have to be able to expose yourself and let the butt naked truth, you know, bear what needs to be bared, so that people can understand the depths of what you've been through, the pain, so that they can understand that, hey, I'm just your brother or sister that's doing the work in the trenches with you. I'm with you in solidarity. I want us to connect more. I want us to be able to do some things outside of the scope of what we have been indoctrinated by, what we have been conditioned by and trained by. Those that know the scope of our actions, they gave us the mentality. And I think we need to address that. And I know that when we do that, that's a declaration of war when you want to spread the truth, but so be it. Let it be what it has to be. We're not trying to hurt anybody. We just want people to know that we deserve much more and we have to get out our own way. We can't rely on old information. There has to be a change. There has to be a change in thought pattern. We have to become more aware of these negative programming and replace it with positive programming so we can be in tune with our humanity and begin to treat one another the way that we're supposed to and hold others accountable, which is only a small fraction of people that's controlling everything, but be able to come together as a formidable force in the world by standing on truth, acquiring the courage, and doing what we know to do that's right. You there, Coffee?
I'm here.
I know I said a lot, y'all. I'm long-winded like that sometimes, but my cup runneth over. I'm full. I stay full, and I'm always ready to talk. And despite what my boo-boo said, listen, I do use logic in a lot of things. I always try to take a common sense approach. And me and Salty Coffee, we are opposites, but we're the same. That's why I think we attract each other the way that we do. She is the administrative part. She's the calm before the storm. I'm just a storm. Like, I'm ready to go. Like, I'm ready. Like, what's up? Like, we doing this today. We doing this right this second. Because I want to challenge. I want to speak truth to power. Now, that's what I do. I'm going to speak truth to power. I'm going to attack the negative programming wherever I see it. And I know sometimes when I talk to people, they say, wow, he's so aggressive and he's confrontational. No, not against the human being that the Most High created, because I know we're good people, right? It's good people up under all the rubbish and the dirt that have been thrown on us and put on us, right? So I want to break through all of that mess, right? And I'm going to take this programming, this negative programming by the throat, and I'm going to squeeze till I choke the life out of it if I can. And to all the men and women that's on the battlefield that understand what I'm saying, we know that's what we must do. And that starts within the self. Because if I can't choke it out in myself or start that process within my own self, I won't have the type of power to reach anybody else. You know? So, Salty Coffee?
I'm here.
Why your mic on mute?
Well, because I had you on speaker and it seems like it... On my end, it looks like it was echoing. My bad.
Oh. Well, go ahead. You take the floor. I'm finna shut up.
So, no, I mean, you're absolutely right. And I think, like for me, I'm the also not only the administrator, but I like to do things on the less talking part and take action part. And I think that's what you would like about me. Because when you tell me this is a problem, I'm like, okay, this is the solution. Let's go. I think we experienced that with, again, trying to help a person with something within the utility company, right? And how the whole process and system was created for low-income people or people who, not only low-income, but people who live in an area that may be low-income and don't even know, you know, who their representatives are. You know, this was a voting week and people are tired of, you know, going out there and voting. And I want to let people know, don't give up. Don't give up on your purpose. Because I know I've lobbied for years on certain issues. And it wasn't until COVID. I'll tell you one thing, and I'm sorry to change the subject, but I'll give you an example of what my activism looks like. So, you know, I was part of negotiations, right, for our CBA, which is contractual bargaining agreement. And there was a health and safety article on the agreement from 1980 something, right? And we looked at it and we're like, no, we need to change it. We need to add it where if the city decided to shut down, they would have to pay us double time and a half. So why would someone who agreed to that, right? Because of course they're not thinking. These are people who are in labor relations, and they're taught, you know, to get a master's degree on just the language, but they're not taught to be a worker, right? that's our job. And what happened there was that they would have never thought that a pandemic would happen like COVID. So they had to shut it down. And when the lower management realized that we were going to get paid time and a half for just being home, they went crazy. But these are the things that, you know, workers, because a lot of people are into entrepreneurship and stuff like that. And a lot of people were very upset because they lost their jobs. You know, these are the things that when people say unions, they don't agree to it, right? Yes, there is corruption in all types of organizations, including your employer. You know, there's always somewhere where someone is doing something that's, you know, inappropriate. But those are the things that I've been doing for 32 years. And, you know, going to the state capitol to lobby on issues related to work, health and safety, working wages, unemployment reform, which thanks to us going to lobby collectively as a group, when COVID happened, people were getting paid for unemployment. And that doesn't happen in many states. Paid family leave time. How is it that there's only a couple of states that have that? New York didn't have it until, what, 3-4 years ago? But we have it now. And even though you may have a contractual agreement where you live at, or the state that, or the place where you work at, it's always good to look at what's already in place with the law and put it in there, because there may be a governor or mayor who may change that. So that those are just examples of where I come in. You know, I talk less and do more, but I'm learning a lot from Icon on his experience before going to prison, during prison, and now outside of it. And I think it's important for us to, I'm hoping, and we'll be working on not only getting a book of his story, but an Audible, because he's like, no books. and I can't wait, you know, for him to do that, to tell his stories. We're outlining it now. And I think it's the stuff that I've learned from him about prison is, so sad. It's really sad, because the people outside of it have thoughts, and you know, those in administration will look at it as numbers. These are just numbers. Okay, well, These are the amount of numbers, and the, prison here in the United States is economic, is a business, more so than anything else. But hopefully that's going to change as well. But I'm glad that you and I connected and met through an app that gave people through COVID a sense of humanity. Because I don't think if COVID would have happened, you and I would have ever met, really, or all none of us would have probably met, you know?
I agree, but then I disagree. I
Okay.
think what's meant to be will be. I don't believe in chance and coincidence. I think that the truth as it is and how the universe works, how Most High works, what is meant to be always will be in accordance to that plan. I think if we wouldn't have met through this particular app, who's to say? But because we don't really know, and that's just an assumption on my part, I'm just thankful that we did meet the way that we did meet. Because it has been a learning experience for me, and I've learned a lot from you. Technically, I'm a baby out here. When I begin to break down my story to people, I never really had the same responsibility as many of you to transition as adult. Because I went to prison, I was arrested at 19 years old. I was technically still, a teenager. And I walked out of prison at 47. So when you don't have those responsibilities, never having a mortgage or a lease, a car note, though I paid a lot of mortgages and rents through my criminal activities and things of that nature. I was a giving person. But at the same token, I was living a life that was counterproductive. If you will, but it's what I knew at the time. Though I had other opportunities to do other things, that's why I don't make excuses. I don't seek sympathy. I know empathy people have when they hear my story, but I don't seek any sympathy. I did what I did. I had to go pay the price for what I did. When I got to a place where I finally took responsibility, I did that. But going through all of that and being able to relate when I finally got to that level of consciousness, which I'm going to talk about that again in future dates, because I really want to dissect what that is. But to come back out here to society, I'm 3 years old out here. I was released in 2019. I'm learning everything as a elder, things I should have learned long time ago. That's why it's important to start our children off not with Santa Claus, not with the Easter Bunny, not with all of that AI stuff. Like, we have to give them life. I know the trend is let them be babies. No, our children are ready to learn. The moment they come out the womb, instinctively they move and they learning right then, right? For me, this is just my opinion. I'm not saying that you have to approach life this way. But I learned something. Our babies can learn multiple languages as little children. Multiple languages. They can learn disciplines. They can learn a lot of the things that they need to know about how to value life. When you put them in a position through the constructs where let them play. See, life ain't gonna play with us. The system that has been created to manipulate and confuse and trap us up. See, that's not gonna play with us. Thus, when we look at the world that we look at, and we see so many of our young men killing each other. See, I was out there with that. When I talk to the young soldiers, I come from a perspective because I know them. I was them. But what I want to say to the men and women who have never did criminal acts, I know some of you probably was one step away from doing some criminal stuff. I mean, I've talked to the intellectuals. I've been in the rooms and in the at the boardrooms with them, sitting down and talking to these to them. This world out here, this so-called free world, is a prison too. And
Right.
many men and women that's out here working people, you feel trapped. You feel you I mean, I hear these stories all the time because I communicate with people. We're all in a prison. We're all confined, right, to something that seems like we can't ever get a step ahead, or it's always some kind of drama that causes trauma. And I'm here to tell you, it's psychological warfare all the time. Military tactics being played out every day. Right? I know that I'm not the most religious person in the world, though I've been a part of religious organizations. I'm more of a spiritualist or realist. But when I hear scripture like, we fight not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and high places, we're talking about people who have the ability to think, that go into laboratories or go into think tanks and actually think out what they're going to do and how they're going to introduce it. What is the methodology? All of those things. And they think in math, not in emotion. So those of us who come up under that kind of tutelage, if you will, from a wicked disposition, right? We suffer the most. Because anytime a system that came out of the minds of men, systems don't make themselves. Men and women come up with these systems, right? But anytime something can make you think that you're doing something right when it's actually wrong and you continue to do it, you have to come into a form of truth, which is the light. Somebody got to give it to you. Because, again, we're watching history repeat itself every day. The vicious cycle. Single parent in homes. Poverty. I mean, in a world with so much, there shouldn't be any poverty anywhere. There shouldn't be a hungry person anywhere. There shouldn't be projects and slums anywhere. There is enough resources on this earth that every man, woman, and child, and every living thing, because that's the way the Most High set it up. So these people in these high places that govern, that small percentage that govern the masses of the people, right? They don't want to give up that control or relinquish that control because it puts them in a position to play God over the lives of people. They are not the Most High. Every last one of us have intelligence. Every last one of us have gifts and talents. We have free range to this earth just like every other living thing. Again, I said this in my last speech. When was the last time you seen a bird go to Winn-Dixie and buy some food? It goes straight to the earth. When was the last time a caterpillar or a maggot asked a government to do anything for them? As a collective or as an individual, when you know yourself, when you come from up under these false pretense and these ideas that's not conducive to growth or development or life, the power is really in us. It's in us, but that has to be uncovered and discovered and tapped into. You have to be in your God-conscious state and be what you was created to be. We shouldn't have to run to the government to do nothing. We should be able to bankroll any endeavor that we have together, but we have to overcome negative programming because that's what's holding us back. That's why when Salty Coffee came up with it and she introduced to me about doing outside the box, and it was kind of like in the line of what the Matrix is. When you see the video, again, go to www.theicon6.com or www.saltycoffeepodcast.com and run it. You'll see the video there, and you'll get an opportunity to see what it is that we do and what we're talking about. And again, for the men and women that's in the foundation that's listening right now, trust and believe that from the sidelines, unaware, I'm coming through the rooms and I'm listening because I want to identify who the soldiers are, who the comrades are, that's on the battlefield, that's ready to do the work. Not just talk about it, but do the work. And salute to the one that's already doing the work. Because I got to catch up a little bit too. Again, I'm a baby out here, but I'm ready to go. Because I have certain experiences that put me in position to do what I need to do. And wherever there's fear, I'm going to overcome it. Because we should fear nothing but the truth or Most High or God, whatever name you call it. And that's the cold hard facts. That's what we're aiming for. That's what we're trying to do. because we don't want our children to continue to grow up thinking, talking about living the Wizard of Oz. We don't want them to be afraid of Oz, because Oz is not real, right? Santa Claus is not real. Easter Bunny, not real. We don't want to take them to Walt Disney World and do all these other things when we know that they live in a real world. They're going to have real challenges. So we need to prepare them now how to value life and not make it about party, party, party. Not saying we don't want them to enjoy life. We just don't want them to have to fall up under the constructs, because we as elders, we know what that is. And through our experiences, we should give them better than what we receive, but be thankful that we did receive something. But I think it's time now. It's time now to stop hiding behind the veil of fear, right? Or degrees that we get from men, and start trying to get our degrees from where it really counts, and that's from the Most High, through truth, through the reality. And let's give that to our children that's coming behind us, our young men that's coming behind us, so that they ain't out here standing on the hood of cars booty clapping or gunning each other down in the streets. They need real people. And I'm going to say this, and I'm going to land my plane, Salty, because, I go out, my cup is full. We can't give them hypocrisy. Our children look at us as elders a lot of the times. They don't want to listen to us because what they see is hypocrites. What they hear is do as I say, not as I do. And that don't work. That mathematic do not work. So I say to the men, we have to be more focused on how we protect our women. Because life comes through our women. She is the first teacher, the first doctor, the first God that we ever know. And if the manipulators and those who are against humanity continue to have control over the woman, her mind, through these false concepts and constructs, what they do is create more servants, more slaves, and more little devils to do evil out here so that they can take us and grind us down and then use us as vital resources to keep the enterprise going, this corporate structure that we live up under.
And confusion.
And confusion. It's because it's a lot of confusion, and we wonder why marriages don't really work. Well, it's a reason for that. When you wonder why friendships don't work, when you wonder why business or economics don't work to your benefit, When you really look at it and apply some common sense and just ask yourself, the things that I'm influenced by, matter of fact, what am I influenced by? What is it that make me excited that I just have to go feel like I just got to do this, or I just have to have that? You got to challenge yourself now. You got to challenge this thought process that you have. And I'm talking about through every aspect. I don't care if it's through from religion to economics, whatever it is that you have to challenge, we're going to have to challenge it now, because we're not benefiting. And we're looking at a world that's going down. And it's going down fast. I land my plane on that one, Saudi. Go ahead.
I want to thank all the 53 listeners that are here right now. And I'm going to go over a little bit of what we also do outside of Wisdom or Stereo app. So tomorrow, and hopefully every Friday, November 11, 11/11/2022, we will have our, what we call our sexual healing conversation through Stationhead. And Stationhead, you have to have a subscription through Spotify or iTunes. Is it iTunes? And what we do there, this edition for tomorrow is going to be Motown. And what we do is we collect a couple of music, and through the chat, we will go over like a little bit of history of where the song started, and we just have fun with it. And then in between the songs, we also talk about how to reconnect with your partner, how to feel the tips on how to reconnect if your kids are out of, you know, college and out of the house, how to reconnect as couples, how to reconnect as people who are dating, what tips on how to just take some time without social media, put the phones away, and just listen to some music and have some fun. And we do that on Station Head. You can follow us, same names, The Icon or Salty Coffee. And that's tomorrow, November 11 at 8 p.m. And that's where we have some fun and we talk, you know, some more fun stuff. On November 12th on the Stereo app, this will be part 3 on dating abuse and technology. The part 1 talked about what dating abuse is and how technology is correlated with it. If you don't have Stereo app, it's free to download it. You can go there, follow us on there, and you'll find the talks. And then November 12th on Saturday at 8 p.m., we're going to do part 3 with another guest. So part 2, we had a guest who told her story on her dating experience and how that went wrong. And to Saturday, we will also have someone who will tell their story. On November 13, we're going to open up the Outside the Box for the first time. That's going to be our first episode. Again, we want to leave it on Stereo because that's where we met, 1. And 2, we have a lot of followers there. So we will try to do some of those talks like we did this one tonight here. But we want to make sure that we don't leave our followers on Stereo app behind. And on the 15th, I usually try to interview through YouTube, Twitch, Twitter, and Facebook. And this November 15th at 8 p.m., I'm going to be introducing to everyone my dance instructor. So I was a dancer when I was younger in Washington Heights in New York, and I dance folklore music for folklore dances for all South American and Caribbean islands countries. So Xiomara Cabrera is my instructor, and I will be introducing her to the world. She still has classes and courses online for free for people to learn about the culture of the Dominican Republic, which is where my parents are from. And I am Dominican, although I was born in Brooklyn, but I consider myself Dominican. So stay tuned. You can find the calendar on my website at www.saltycoffeepodcast.com and get to learn what we do outside of the internet. There's so much to offer. I am so close to my community, and I'm trying hard to keep the people who are so tired of New York and they're leaving. I'm trying to make it better so that we don't have to leave, so that we don't have to go to new communities and start meeting people and or be estranged from the neighborhood and stuff like that. So that's what I'm working on, at least for now, until I retire in 2 years. And thank you so much for coming over and hanging in there on this talk. We just decided last minute, you know, there's a hurricane watch and many things are closed in Florida, but it turns out it wasn't that bad, right?
Not on this side where I'm at, over here in Jacksonville, Florida. My hometown down south in Fort Pierce, my partner told me that it kind of flew over them. So we are thankful to the Most High that I think 2 people lost their lives in Orlando due to some wire, power lines that were down. That's why they always tell people to be careful and to stay put until you're given the okay to come out of your homes, because there are live wires when the power lines fall. And unfortunately, 2 people lost their lives in Orlando because of that. So, but you know, be thankful to Most High that most of the people are covered. And it wasn't as best as the last one that just came through before that one. So, but wherever you're at, just be safe, people. Natural disasters are real. And just be safe with that.
We have a minute. So I just wanted to say, people must be asking themselves, wait, is she in New York and he's in Florida? How is this relationship working? We are going to talk about that on the next talk. Not for now. But thank you so much. It's working. They say long distance doesn't work, but you know,
Hey, you make the
who
most out of
knows?
life. Be in control of these
Yep.
situations. I say that going out. Don't let the world's failures or people's failures be your failure. Control your
Exactly.
cipher. Control your cipher. You have the right and the authorities to do what you know you need to do for you and make it work. Period. Salute,
Okay.
people.
Have a good night.
Good night. Peace.